The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
And you're welcome back to The Last Word. Now, brace yourself. Is there a shortage of potatoes on your supermarket shelves? Well, the Irish Times were reporting over the weekend that many growers are concerned that some of the best-known varieties, such as roosters and Carrot Pinks, have been lost. And most of that is attributable to the poor weather we have had earlier on this year and right now. So what's going on? What could it mean? Kieran Fitzgerald is a food economist, and he joins us now. Kieran, it's a little bit early for silly season stories, and I believe for lots of farmers out there, this is not silly at all.
No, it's been a pretty grim year. I mean, as we all know, the weather has been dreadful, both cold and wet, right up until the end of April. And unfortunately, that has impacted on the planting season for the various varieties of potatoes. And while there have been some improvement and there's an attempt to catch up, it is likely to be a grim year in terms of yield, so that even the potatoes that have gone into the ground, the yield and them will be below expectations. So it's a big challenge. I think, you know, in the short term, we're looking at shortages and price rises. It's also, I think, going to be impacted by the fact that in countries that we import potatoes from, like Cyprus and Italy, again, there's mixed weather and there's mixed availability from there.
Is this something that we're going to have to get used to? Because, of course, we do know the climate is not going to be getting any better anytime soon.
I think there are a number of responses to it. And as you say, part of it is recognition. And there's been work done by Chagas in conjunction with potato farmers looking at the various types of breeds. There's work being done by individual farmers in terms of, you know, new technologies, etc. I think the fundamental piece that's missing is that for 20 years, there has been a non-policy with regard to potatoes and other fruit and veg, whereby these products are sold as what's called loss leaders in our supermarkets. So the margin on them is grim, or doesn't exist a lot of times. So after 20 years of that, the number of people growing is shrinking, and then even the countries that have replaced local Irish production are again being hit by climate challenges. So the what's needed is a sort of a full approach to this, a sort of a farm to fork approach that looks at some way of underpinning what is becoming an increasing cost. Because what we have is, at EU level and even indeed in Ireland, a lot of talk about the need to grow more vegetables, etc., etc., and at the same time restricting fertilizer usage, restricting pesticides, all of which make the cost go up.
And as you said, believe that supermarkets are like most, they want to drive the price down for producers, but of course farmers need the money to invest. And are there many farmers out there, are there many family farms out there that have that money right now?
Well, no. And like what has happened in the last, over 20 years, has been the number of people in this business has shrunk. And okay, some people have grown their businesses larger, but the reality is the business risk, when you step back from it, is all being carried by the producer. So the producer is not getting a return from the marketplace. And then we have the weather volatility, like we've had very strange, yield years in potatoes over the last 10 years. So you're taking a lot of risk. You're seeing price volatility. You're seeing weather volatility. You're seeing increase only going in one direction. And yet at the end of the day, the product is sold at supermarkets as a loss leader. So that's the bit that can't continue. I think there is a capability among producers and in conjunction with Chagask and others to look at the varieties we want to grow in this new and different climate and whether we can change the planting arrangements round and look at different varieties. But nobody's going to do that and invest in it if the response in the supermarket is we'll still sell the product as a loss leader at cost.
Do we have to get used to shortages every time we pop down to the local supermarket, be it for potatoes or any other fresh fruit and veg?
I think we do, as long as there's a non-policy on price. Like, I think if we listen, even in terms of yourselves over the last 3 years, there's been a lot of talk about the impact of agriculture on climate change, for instance, and a lot of noise, I would say. There hasn't been a lot of constructive discussion as to how are we going to manage producing food, probably more of it locally, because while there have been aspirations to produce more fruit and veg in Ireland for years and years and years, the returns haven't been there, so there are shortages. And now what we're finding is the, as I said, the international countries that replaced local, they're seeing shortages. So we're last in line. We're going to suffer. So what it needs is less talk, for instance, about, you know, that, you know, there are too many cows in Ireland and a lot of nonsense, and a bit more focus on how do we reconnect the increased cost of producing fruit and veg and other products with a need for a better price return for those people who we're asking to produce.
Okay, Kieran Fitzgerald, food economist, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.